here we go. Pick up your phone and call us at 222-BUZZ. Be on the jury for this case, 1210 of the Judgment Zone. It comes from a listener who emailed us, threw it on Facebook, and says, here's something I think it might apply to these days for blended families. It says, I have a 15-year-old daughter from a previous marriage and a 3-year-old son in my current marriage. So the 3-year-old's just getting into the Santa and the presents. That really is the prime age, isn't it? That wide-eyed wonderment when they come down the stairs and see all the presents under the tree. Problem is, she says their 15-year-old won't be with us until noon on Christmas. So my husband doesn't think we should make the little one wait. But I think we should wait till everybody's together to open the gifts. But she won't be there till noon.
Oh, whoa. Oh, geez.
Okay. Making your 3-year-old wait till noon to open Christmas presents until the whole family is there.
So mom's on trial.
Mom is.
Mom's in the judgment zone. Jerk or justified to make everybody wait.
What do you say, Sandy?
Till noon. Oh, God, this is a tough one. Oh, the best part of Christmas is walking down the stairs and seeing all the gifts. But you can't, you have to wait. Oh, God, I don't know. What's going to win me this case? I need to go.
What?
Do you
is that how lawyers do? Is that how lawyers pick their clients?
Yeah. When they're sentencing at the end of the week, yes. This is exactly how I. Are you passionate on one side, Kanye? Do you feel very passionately about one side?
I believe the judge asked for you to choose first.
Oh, okay.
What is ladies first, yes. What is your decision? What are you going to fight for?
Can you repeat the mom, case?
The making your 3-year-old. This mom wants to make her 3-year-old wait till noon, till her big sister shows up to open Christmas presents. Jerk or justified? Two, 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 buzz. Come on, let's call.
Well, okay, wait a minute. In my own house, when we go over to my mom and dad's, mom always wants to eat breakfast first and then open up the gifts. Mm. But I'm the one that advocates for the kids. And I'm like, no, come on, don't make them wait. They have to open it. Hmm. But in this case, I'm all about family and tradition, having the entire family together. Okay, I'm going to say, Mom, you're being a jerk.
Okay.
You have to wait. Or wait. What am I saying?
You have to let your 3-year-old open.
No, I'm agreeing with Mom. I'm agreeing with Mom. I can't go against Mom.
Oh, so you're saying she's justified to make the kids wait till everybody's
teaching
together.
Teaching kids patience.
Case.
Yeah, I can't go against mom. That just doesn't even feel right. Being a mother myself, okay. I'm siding with you, mom. I'm defending your.
So they're making the 13-year-old wait for the 15-year-old, basically.
The 3-year-old.
The 3-year-old making. Yeah, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. The 3-year-old wait for the 15-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what does the 15-year-old get to do as soon as they wake up? At the house that they're waking up in?
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Mom's being a jerk. Every kid should wake up and open gifts immediately. That's why they go to bed early. They believe what actually happens is that Santa comes, brings them gifts for them to. That's all they care about, right? Mm-hmm. Is waking up. That's why you leverage them to be good all the way until Christmas morning. That part of the Christmas morning is waking up and opening gifts before you eat, before you brush your teeth, your smelly breath, your gross body. You probably didn't even brush your teeth the night before because you're a kid. Wake up, open gifts. Doesn't matter what everyone else in the world is doing. It matters what's happening in that house.
But the 15-year-old is probably all right. Divorce is not fun for the kids. And I think parents forget that, how not fun it is for the kids. So what would that say to the teenager? And this is a delicate time. Teenage years with a girl is delicate. If you say, hey, listen, we're going to wait for you to come and open up our gifts because we are a family, that would mean so much to the 15-year-old and to the 3-year-old. It will teach them the valuable lesson of family first. But just patience. Create some other kind of fun tradition that you could do waiting for the sister.
So teach the 3-year-old patience, but not the 15-year-old who's going to be an adult in 3 years. You have time to mess up with the 3-year-old and bring her back or bring him back.
Good point.
Then I'm thinking, wait, we only got a few more years that we have to do this. Then once the kid's old enough, then we're going to go back to the...
The 3-year-old didn't get married to the wrong person and get divorced? Why do they have to have a skewed Christmas morning?
But the three-year doesn't know anything. Like, this is the first year, probably, of really understanding Christmas. So there's no expectation in the three-year-old's mind. If you set the expectation in the tradition of wait till noon, then that's all they'll know.
Why do I have to wait till noon, Mommy? Because Daddy slept with the secretary 2 years ago?
Ah!
Oh, okay. Got it.
Making the three-year-old wait until noon... The big sisters show up to open Christmas presents. Is this mom jerk or justified, Sandy?
This is going to be a tough case, Ma. You're justified.
Kanya?
You're being a jerk, ruining Christmas.
222 Buzz number. Let's go to your first juror on the judgment zone on the Buzz. Hi.
Hi.
Is the mom jerk or justified?
She's totally justified. Ooh. Christmas isn't even about presents. It's about spending time with your family.
Oh, God, I wish
sister,
I thought of that.
And if I had to wait for her, I would totally do that because I'd rather see her face when opening presents than even getting mine.
Well, then you would see her face. You'd actually be able to focus on her face more because you'd be done opening your presents. You wouldn't be doing anything besides watching her.
But then she'd miss seeing my face opening my presents.
Oh, so it's about you. So you're not even being selfless. You're being selfish. I want you to see my face when I get my new Easy Bake Oven.
You know what I want to see?
Sometimes it can be like that, too.
You know what I want to see? I want to see my gift from you when it comes time for sentencing, and you have to give me a gift, because I feel like now I'm going to win this case.
You say justified. Thank you. All right, 222-2899 is the number. Call us up and vote. Jerk or justified?
I have a question.
Okay.
Does the 15-year-old and the 3-year-old, do they share the same father?
No.
Well, then I will say jerk, because I'm pretty sure that the 15-year-old got to open her present in the morning. Don't you think that's unfair that the 3-year-old will have to wait?
Exactly. Mm. No, exactly. That's what I said. I agree.
Yeah, but it teaches...
So as much as I want to agree with Sandy, and I do, and I agree because I'm a parent, I still think it's the jerk move.
I could only assume that with, and I don't know if there's any jurors out there who have been through this, because I'm sure it does happen a lot, but I could only assume that in a divorce, what do you crave? What do you long for? That just traditional, perfect little family, everybody around the tree opening up the gifts, and you want to make it as normal as possible for the entire family, right? The kids especially. The moment of opening up the gifts all together is that moment that Christmas is part of Christmas is about. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what it says on the clock. It's just that moment. And then you capture it forever on your phone. Mm-hmm. That is what matters. I think we're missing that feeling of all being together and giggling and laughing and unwrapping the gifts together as a family.
That's a jerk move. That 3-year-old was born into a non-divorced family, right? If you think about it, she has a mom or he has a mom and dad in the same house, traditional. That 3-year-old's born in a traditional family, but because there's a step or a half or whatever, a kid before the traditional family was born, now this 3-year-old has to live in a non-traditional family because of what happened before?
But at age,
out of her control?
At age 3, do you know what the concept of time is? No. You don't even understand that you're really waiting. You don't know what's happening. You don't even know yet what the tradition is. You run down the stairs, you see the gifts. Okay, you're still wowed. You get that taste of it. And then you say, okay, let's wish for Sissy. Okay, I can't wait. And then you play, you know, some Santa Claus board games or something. Watch Christmas Chronicles. I don't know. Do something to fill the time. Sissy comes over and there you go. There's your moment of all together around the tree, you know, singing Kumbaya, whatever you want to do.
Waking up Christmas morning and opening gifts is Christmas morning. It's
all
a
right.
Jerk move.
Let's go to the calls. It's a 222 Buzz making the 3-year-old wait till Sissy gets there at noon to open the Christmas presents. Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or justified?
I feel that maybe you should allow the 3-year-old to open up a couple of presents, and then you still have your family time. Once the 15-year-old comes in at noon.
Okay, so this is black or white. We can't do the, just open up a few gifts. Because I would say the same thing. It's either all or nothing.
She basically said jerk.
No, all or nothing. Because that's the way the court rules, I guess. Don't go against the mom. Come on. Mom's got to stick together whether it's right or wrong.
It's justified.
Justified.
Okay.
Yes. Very good. Mama guilt is strong here.
That's crazy.
Thank you. Hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Hmm.
What'd you say? You
I
said
got another one here for you too.
What?
Jerk.
No.
Okay, I think you just changed your voice.
Guess on who these two are.
Let me guess. Do you guys do construction in the morning?
And you're both named Steve?
Yep.
it's Steve and Steve. They got two jerks coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Ooh. Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome,
Sandy.
One of your jurors that are on your payroll, Sandy?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, who's on your payroll? You're the joker. He's a queen.
Got it. Okay.
Thanks, man. I thank you and appreciate you, James, for showing up to court every morning.
Just to vote for you.
It doesn't matter.
Buzz is a number. When you have to make the 3-year-old wait till noon, till the big sister comes over from her dad's to open the Christmas present. Jerk or justified?
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Bill.
Kids these days, they forget Christmas is not about getting Christmas presents.
Yeah.
It's about religion. Oh, Sandy Waters is correct. Mm-hmm. It is justified.
You should be at church at that time anyhow, Kanye.
Thanks, Bill. Hi, you're on the Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
It's jerk. Ooh. I'm with Chris on this. Let the 3-year-old enjoy the glory of a Christmas morning. It's for the little ones. Love you. This is Lisa.
Yes, thank you, Lisa. You put the Chris in Christmas.
The Buzz, it's the judgment zone. Is this jerk or justified?
It's a jerk. Let the little guy open a few things and save some for when the 50-year-old comes.
It's as easy as that.
Yes, I know. That's the compromise. Okay, but in judgment zone world, we don't compromise
no,
here.
No, the case is to make them
well,
wait to open gifts.
Well, you may be old, but the 3-year-old isn't. So give the little guy what he can.
Well, who would argue against opening up one?
And Christmas.
We would all agree that you should open up one or two gifts and wait for the bulk of it for the teenager. That's the compromise, really. But if we're going to say all or nothing, you open up zero or you open up all, what would
you
decide?
He's going to open up all at where she is.
Right. Right.
3 years old, they don't even really understand what the rules of the game are.
When they start understanding.
Yes,
are you
they do.
Kidding?
So you're staying with it's a jerk move.
The anticipation is too much. Let the little guy in
right.
this morning.
Thank you. Good morning, the Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Jerk, because the 3-year-old could open a couple of presents before the sister got there just so that she could still enjoy the excitement of Christmas morning.
If this were just a moment in time captured, that she's going to make her 3-year-old wait till noon to open the Christmas present so the big sister gets there, is that
nothing.
Moment jerk or justified?
Jerk.
What is this going to say? You know that your teenager already hates your new husband and hates everything about the divorce. And now you're saying, hey, listen, we really don't like you enough to wait for you. I mean, Christmas is supposed to be about family. It's supposed to be about opening up the gifts one at a time. You know, let me get the perfect shot on you. Now all your video from Christmas is going to be just, you know what I mean? Like awkward.
Yeah, you're making assumptions that the teenager hates the new husband.
Yeah. You know, chances are.
Saying that it's all about family. So.
Right.
Teach the teenager to be compassionate towards the 3-year-old
yep.
as well. But she should have more of an understanding, not the 3-year-old. 3-year-olds don't have that kind of a brain, whereas the teenager should understand. And I said, the 3-year-old doesn't have to open up all the presents. He or she can open up some of the presents.
You've waited all year for Christmas. What's a couple more hours? Really?
It's
really think about it.
The 3-year-old doesn't understand the concept of time.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi to Buzz, jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Here we go. People are coming to their senses this morning.
You don't make a little kid, an anxious little kid, wait till noon. They're anxious, they want to open gifts.
You do something to fill the time. Like, I don't know, maybe celebrate Jesus' birthday and go to Mass.
Yeah,
wow.
Right.
Thank you. You do that every Christmas, right?
You people can never ever complain about how, oh, these kids nowadays, instant gratification, they don't have the patience to wait for anything. You're feeding into that.
That's what we teach kids.
You can never complain again.
Okay, kids, let's start our day at noon. That should go well when they grow up.
So the court decides.
Yeah, because mom and dad wants to sleep in at Christmas.
So the court decides to make the 3-year-old wait till noon to open Christmas presents is...
Shoot.
Jerk.
Thank you. I will be creating my list for you, if you'd like.
Facing sentencing.
Yeah, for when you have to buy a gift for me Friday, or the end of the week.
I still have time.